Station. Hallelujah and amen. Our first station is the Annunciation. For centuries, the Jewish people had waited for a Messiah, and their hopes were met with disappointment, yet they kept faith. At last, in a small Judean town, an angel of God asks a young Jewish girl to carry within her the hope of her nation. Mary accepted God's call, changing the course of her life to take on the role of the Mother of God. Our meditation. The angel announces to Mary in Luke's Gospel. A suggested way to study Scripture is to put yourself in a story as one of the characters, the prodigal son, or the brother, or the good Samaritan, or the innkeeper. Place yourself in this story as Mary. You have quite the decision, don't you? You have free will to answer yes or no. So what do you do? In the Greek New Testament, Mary is called Theotokos, Greek for God-bearer. In John's Testament, Gospel, this baby is called Logos, the Word of God. Are we not called to bear the word Logos of God to those who need it? To bear the gospel to the people. We then become Logostokos, word bearer. Can we then as Mary answer anything but yes? When the angel announces to us, we must say yes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, just as Mary accepted the life-changing challenges of your call, we know we may have little to do the same. Help us to remember her courage and be comforted by it. And may we always be open to your challenges. Hallelujah and amen. And our next hymn is Joy to the World, number 92. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy.
The second station. After accepting the Lord's call, Mary finds herself in a lonely situation. She alone knows what has happened, and the magnitude is enough to cause her doubt. God in his goodness gave her comfort. Her cousin Elizabeth has also been blessed by God's grace, conceiving a child in her old age. Mary sets off to see the miracle. On her arrival, Mary is rewarded with the assurance that God has indeed called her. Our meditation. Mary's response to the Lord, "Let it be done to me according to your word," is a perfect response. She could neither understand nor explain what was happening to her, but she knew deep in her soul that God was in charge, leading all to his glory. She embraced the mystery and accepted it in faith. Reflect on your invitations from God to embrace the mysteries of life. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, when we will never lose heart, we know that you always give us strength to carry out your will. Should we begin to doubt, let us be strengthened by the signs and miracles you provide, both large and small. Hallelujah and amen.
good King Wenceslaus looked down at the feast of Stephen. Rings lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gather winter's fuel. And verse 5. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, treading now in boldly. You shall find the winter's rain, freeze thy selfless coldly. The third station is Joseph's vision. Joseph finds himself in a dilemma. Confronted with this dilemma, he must respond. Like any of us, he responds in a worldly way. He will divorce Mary quietly. But God intervenes. An angel assures Joseph in a dream that this is the work of God. Joseph makes his decision and takes Mary as his wife. Our meditation on Joseph's vision. The angel announces to Joseph and Matthew. Now place yourself in the story as Joseph. A decision again, two choices again, and free will again. Let us hope that we will be as righteous as Joseph. Well, he had to decide, divorce or stay. With either option, he chose to do what was right, because it was the right thing to do. He would divorce quietly or listen to the angel. The angel explained the situation. Joseph stayed and named the baby Jesus, which means God saves, knowing the prophecy of Isaiah about Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph saw to it that God would be with us to save us all. God bless you, St. Joseph. And let us pray, and we'll all do this prayer together. Lord, many times we feel we are alone in our decision to accept your will.
Even family and friends may turn
away from you. We pray.
You will remind us that we are never alone, and we ask that you give us, that we will always help us to do your will. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
The fourth station, the journey. Joseph and Mary are confronted with another obstacle. Rome has ordered a census, and Joseph must travel to Bethlehem to register his family. They spend their nights outside in the cold desert air. God's presence will guide them through all this. With loving patience, they set out for Bethlehem, the city long prophesied as the birthplace of the Messiah. The meditation. In the midst of the hardships that went with Mary and Joseph's journey, amid the deterred dreams and dashed hopes, God was working to redeem the world. God uses every circumstance, working including the oppression of the Roman government, to serve his purpose. This was not a journey Mary wanted to take. She knew Herod would try to kill her child, and she and Joseph would have to flee to Egypt. 33 years later, her journey would be to follow her son to Calvary. We know we will each have unwanted journeys in life. Life will have its disappointments, its intense pain, and overwhelming sorrow. The good news of Scripture is that God not only walks with us on these journeys, but redeems them and brings good from them. Let us pray.
Father, at times we are surprised by the twists and turns of life. Give us the patience of the Holy Family to realize that no matter where our lives lead, you will be waiting at the end of our journey. Hallelujah and amen. Hold on a second. Let me bring this up again. Oh, come, little children, oh, come, one and all, to Bethlehem host, to the manger so small. God's Son for a gift has been sent you this night to be your Redeemer, your joy and delight. The fifth station, the arrival in Bethlehem. At last, Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem, bustling with travelers. Tired and dusty from the trip, they search for lodging. And Mary says they must hurry, for her baby will be born this night, but there are no rooms. Our meditation on the arrival in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is a hidden backwater in Judah, as Judah is a backwater of the Roman Empire. Humility of humilities. Bethlehem is central to both Matthew and Luke. In Matthew, it is to fulfill the scripture in Micah. And in Luke, it is to be registered. It is the city of David, and Jesus is to be of the shoot or branch of Jesse, David's father. Yet our Lord is called Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of Bethlehem. Now, some believe Nazareth is a Hebrew pun, which is much used in Hebrew. If you read the Bible in Hebrew, it is full of puns. Netzer, a shoot or a branch. Here is the most important translation, however. Bethlehem means house of bread. Take a moment to think on this meaning. Let us pray together. Holy God, disappointments can be difficult. We cannot understand why we must endure hardship or when we try to do your will. Help us remember that even our disappointments can give you glory as you give us joy in our disappointments. Hallelujah and amen. And our next hymn is verse 2 of O Come Little Children. He's born in a stable for you and for me. Draw near by the bright gleaming starlight to see. In swaddling clothes lying so meek and mild, and purer than angels, a heavenly child.
When it seems there is no place to stay, an innkeeper tells them of a stable where they are welcome, giving Mary a warm private place to deliver her baby. They make their way to the stable where cattle and other animals become their lodging companions. Now all can rest from the journey. Our meditation. There were no animals mentioned in the Gospels as being present at Jesus' birth. However, if he is born in a stable, in all likelihood, there were oxen and sheep. As it turns out, These are animals worshipped by the Egyptians and Israelites. Now it seems each of these animal gods from the Old Testament is coming before the real God of the New Testament in order to worship and venerate him. And here's our prayer.
Loving Father, may our hearts
be open to your kindness. Help us accept your gifts, realizing that you always give us what is best. Let us be grateful for the gifts given in your love. Alleluia and amen.
What child is this when laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels grieve with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom angels guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him loud, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Joy, the Word made flesh, babe, the Son of Mary. The seventh station, the Nativity. As the animals watch, the Holy Son of God is born in a stable. The promise of salvation, dreamed of for thousands of years, is accomplished by a loving God and a poor girl in a stable. Our meditation on the Nativity. The Nativity scene is perhaps one of the two greatest symbols of Christianity, the other being the cross. The word nativus actually means risen by birth. The first Nativity scene is attributed to St. Francis of Assisi in 1223 and was set in the stable. The Greek word for the place where Mary gave birth is kataluna, which means stable, in cave, or a house. It could have meant any of these, but does that really matter? No. It is the humility of the birth of our Lord in the lowest way that he could be born, the sign of the love God had for us. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And let us pray together. Holy Lord, as we sit in awe of your blessed nativity, we are shown both the wonder of your glory and the humility of your nativity. Having humbled yourself, help us to refrain from self-importance, reminding us of the great things that are accomplished when we attempt to be submissive to your will. Alleluia and amen. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. And verse 3. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
The eighth station, the heavenly choir. Unaware of the miracle happening that night, shepherds attend their flock. Suddenly, their familiar night sky is filled with glorious angels singing divine praises. The angels assure the shepherds they have come with good news. When the angels leave, the shepherds are left in awe. If the Savior has come, why didn't God send his angels to the king of the high or the high priest? They seek to confirm the truth of the angels' words, the strange tale of a baby in a manger. Here is our meditation. Notice the angels didn't appear to King Herod or the rich and powerful of Jerusalem. Rather, they appeared to ordinary shepherds who were not exactly the upper crust of Israel. They were the ones chosen by God to be the first worshipers of Christ after Mary and Joseph, who were also of a lower class. This points to the fact that although rich and powerful can be saved, it is meek and lowly who God calls first to come and worship. Let us pray.
Father, the splendor of your glory is beyond our understanding. What can we possibly give you that compares? May we always be willing to trust, just as the shepherds trusted when they seek the Christ child. Alleluia and amen. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. And verse 3. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Our ninth station is the shepherd's visit. Mary and Joseph look lovingly at what God has entrusted to them. They hear calls of greeting going to the stable entrance. Joseph sees shepherds asking to see the baby. Joseph does not want the privacy or safety of his family invaded. The shepherds tell of the angels, and Joseph's heart is softened. They enter timidly, and upon seeing what the angels had proclaimed, fall on their knees to worship their Messiah. Our meditation on the shepherd's visit: do we need to step back and look at how we celebrate Christmas? It's often filled with stress, no joy. We're glad when it's over. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from in God's sight. We are equal. As human beings, we are obsessed with the concept of equality. Is this the way God looks at it? No, this is a fallacy. No two people, no 2 days, and no two of anything are equal in God's view. So Scripture tells us God places value on each person. Rather, than obsessing over where we stand compared to one another. The important thing is that you know where you stand in the eyes of God, because He loves us with an infinite love. Indeed, that's the good news for all, every color, every nation, every race, rich, poor, educated, illiterate, and whether you have or haven't ever read the Bible, or whether you have or hadn't said a prayer. All of us are invited to the manger. Let us pray.
Dear Father,
often we want to be left alone, but the world intrudes.
Life is awash with distractions. Help us remember
that our purpose in life is not to center upon yourselves, but to look outward and proclaim the word of your Son's holy mission. Alleluia and Amen.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night, oh, night, when Christ was born. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by His cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King, before Him lowly bent. Behold your King, before Him lowly bent. Truly He taught us to love one another, His lore in love, and His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
Portion that we've been listening to. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for this time together. Just as the Father used Mary, help us bring you into the world. Let us remember that the love
have us, and let us remember to share that love with others as you shared yourself with us. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
And let us share the peace of the Lord with one another. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. It is indeed right to give him thanks and praise. It is indeed good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heavens, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Lord, we approach your altar with love for you and our concern for the price you paid for us on the cross. We realize the difficulties that we face, and we confess the poor job we have done with our response to your sacrifice. For that, dear Lord, we make our confession to you this day. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by the things we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. As a result of the love of God, the work of Jesus on his cross, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, but by the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray, Alleluia and Amen. And let us join together in the prayer of the day. Our loving Father in heaven, we are humbled to even approach your table, knowing we are unworthy. Let us partake of this sacrament of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may live in him and he in us. Alleluia and Amen. And let us pray the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And in like manner, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we partake of this bread and wine, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. We invite all to believe as Jesus is with us in this meal tonight, and also we will be doing tincture. So take your bread, don't put it in your mouth, but dip it in either the wine or in the grape juice.
Acapella, first word.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep.
May the love of Christ bless you this holiday season, and may you have a wonderful and blessed Christmas.